it's good news, isn't it, at the Courts of Justice?
It's good news for residents and for local authorities, because what the judge has said, that all six challenges to Parliament's decision to back a third runway can have a full hearing in the courts, probably in March.
Was this ever a doubt? Because obviously we knew today was going ahead. Were you ever in doubt that the judge would rule in your favour?
I think we thought that the judge would certainly rule some of the cases could go ahead. And I think Heathrow and the Department for Transport were resigned to that. What I think has possibly surprised everybody, that he's actually said all the cases can go ahead to a full hearing.
And that's six, isn't it?
That's six altogether. There are four cases from individuals. Four cases from organisations and two from individuals.
And what does this mean for the government then?
I think it means that the government will get a little bit worried that, at the very least for them, their timescale for a third runway might slip. I mean, we simply don't know, obviously, how the courts are going to rule in March. They would not have been looking to have to climb yet another legal hurdle, and that's what the judge has given them to do.
And do you think, well, you've just said this will make it harder, but is there light at the end of the tunnel for people living around Heathrow that this may be ditched altogether?
It is so difficult to know. I mean, the courts, 10 years ago, they did rule against the third runway that the then Labour government was proposing. So there is a precedent for this, but it's very difficult to second guess.